Begin your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
It's going to make you jump out of a window and rape white women.
Desi.
I was drunk. God, leave me alone.
Robert.
And we went out and I received some oral attention.
You're logged on and listening to Error FM.
Kind of pimpish right now. What's going on?
I don't know.
I haven't seen you guys since our crazy ass listener party.
I don't even remember half the night.
That night was crazy.
Yeah. I was horrible with a W.
From what I hear, I sounded a little bit lucid.
And I made out with a listener.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, was it a girl or a guy?
It was a guy.
Oh, okay.
Jose Serrano.
Oh, damn.
Thank you for coming, by the way, Jose.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had a good night.
So did you even remember making out with him, Desi?
I remember I knew I wanted to, but at that point, no, I don't really remember doing it.
Yeah, because you were gone.
I was gone, I know.
After the throw, you're like, party at Dusty Angels, fucking yeah! Yeah!
Yeah, I can see from some of the pictures, I was like, I don't remember doing that, what the heck? Like, yeah.
No, that was a great night.
I was hardly in those pictures.
You know what? Yeah, you were kind of incognito, I was noticing.
I was like, I don't know, I wasn't around the camera or something,
that's
I don't know.
Was, cause
I
as you,
oh, I'm sorry. I was just like a social butterfly, I just remember talking to everybody,
exactly.
I had long conversations with Tara, I talked to IROX, like, we actually had a conversation.
Yeah.
And you're just talking to everybody.
Yeah, like, we took over 100 pictures, so... I think you were...
And I was in like three.
Yeah. I don't know what the
deal
is.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
Who had the camera?
Who had the damn camera?
You guys lost the camera at the end of the
night. Yeah, we did lose the camera. It was one of those nights.
I didn't even know you and IROX sang on stage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got
wait,
down.
Do you remember the first song you sang? Because I remember the second song.
I don't remember either of the songs.
I know the second song was... Dun, 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 ch,
ah, oh, what's dun, your dun, name? Ch, ah. Who's your daddy? Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Now you brought that back. Cause
right. I don't remember. I could not tell you what the first one was, though.
Yeah, no. Wait, IROX. Isn't IROX here?
He doesn't remember either.
What was it, IROX?
What was the first song you guys sang?
Okay, he doesn't know
he
either.
He doesn't remember. I knew he
well,
didn't.
Well, I'm glad I didn't go up there. It would have been horrible, like, and that's with an age.
Does anybody even remember hearing me sing?
Yeah, I do. I remember.
Did I do okay?
Don't remember that.
I don't remember you singing.
Denise? Nah. Wait, hold on,
aww.
Say that again.
What did you say?
You sang to me that night. So
I did?
You did very well.
What did I sing to you?
I don't remember the name of the song.
Did I do a good job?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I remember. It was Sway by Michael Bublé.
Who the heck is Michael Bublé?
You don't know who Michael Bublé is?
No.
You better Google that shit because you need to know.
Google Bublé?
Google Bublé, Michael Bublé. Seriously, he's a good singer.
Is he? I probably heard some of his songs.
Well, it depends on if you like a throwback to the 40s, like
actually,
Frank Sinatra.
Actually, I do love that shit.
Kind of. He does a lot of Frank covers of Frank stuff.
Oh, okay.
Just like the crooners from back in the day.
And
you know, you should check it out.
I'm definitely going to do that.
You probably heard it before.
Yeah, I think I did. There was just so much damn alcohol flowing that night. The next morning, I woke up. The shit was spinning. I was still drunk. I was driving at 3 p.m., still drunk.
You know what?
Yeah, it was one of those nights.
I felt kind of bad because we were supposed to go to Palermo's for lunch that next day.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't feel
JP.
Good the next day. I just,
I didn't get up until like noon.
Yeah, exactly. I did, and there was no going anywhere that day.
Uh-oh.
I was stuck.
I was not feeling it.
I bummed it all day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Relaxed.
I was stuck like a fucking thumbtack, guys. I really was.
Stuck like a thumbtack.
There was no getting me out of bed that night. That day. No, it can happen. But thank you, everybody who came to check us out at the
listening party. Oh,
Chris
Scott. Make sure we thank Chris Scott.
Yeah, Chris Scott, my buddy David Aristigay, Jose Serrano, all the ladies, Yvette, Delilah.
Yeah.
All the Tara's friends. And
Dre went too, right?
Oh, Dre Ibanez.
Oh,
he was there.
Dre was there too.
With
his
buddy. The
Travis.
No, the mystery guy.
He's
a mystery.
Greg. Yeah, see, I fucked everybody. See? Don't put an alias around me.
We still didn't give a last name, so I guess it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. So, fun night.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now, for the news.
Do you think she still thinks there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat?
I don't know, but like 20 minutes ago, I put an image of Jesus on the toilet
seat. Were you praying to it afterwards?
Hell no. That's a thank you, Jesus. For
have you ever put an image of Jesus on the inside rim of the toilet seat?
No, but I put one on the back of my girl's back, like for my nuts.
Oh, God.
That was the last.
Thanks,
Dusty. Dusty. She's sitting right here.
Sorry.
Dusty, why are you giving us that mental image? Poor Denise.
She knew what she signed up for.
I read the Facebook stuff you post all the time.
Hey, I'm feeling pimpish.
Do you
tonight.
Read
I'm
that?
Sorry.
Oh my goodness. Speaking of feeling pimpish, well, because there are some, there's a lot of ads going out on Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Wednesday happens to be flag some prostitute ads to celebrate Cyber Flag Day, 2010.
Excuse me, please.
Yeah, some weird fucking group called Make America Safer Today has declared this Wednesday, which would be the what? What's that day? 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
So wait, if you see an ad
for prostitution,
you're supposed to flag it.
You're supposed to flag it.
Fuck that.
Don't hate me because you ate me, right? But anyway, they want to do that, and they want everybody to go out there and flag these stupid sites. But I don't think it's going to happen.
Nah.
I really don't think it's going to. Everybody loves Craigslist for that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like its number one.
That's
business.
The only, yeah, that's
I love
the
Craigslist. I bought a car off Craigslist last night.
Yeah,
really?
$800.
You're back on the road.
I'm back on the road. I got all legal today.
Watch out, everybody. Everybody's got insurance, right?
Yeah.
I did. I bought a 97 Cutlass Oldsmobile for $800.
Damn. Can't beat that.
And it runs great, so I'm happy.
Well, I think we're going to learn later what Craigslist is really, really known for, like you said, Robert.
But yeah, you know, more on to about pimping.
Uh-huh.
This one, I don't know, it's kind of sad. It says parents pimp out a 14-year-old girl for sex to pay off their minivan.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Yeah, it says a central Georgia couple traded sex with their 14-year-old daughter for payments on a minivan.
What?
This is both parents, 36, are charged with child molestation and pandering.
Damn.
Oh, there you go.
Our guest knows that word.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know that word. Yeah, it says
pandering.
Section what, please? No.
Section 3-2 of the pimping code.
Yeah, it says the couple bought a minivan from a used car dealership in March of 2008 and had not made any payments. So they made their daughter perform sex acts on the dealership's manager.
Oh,
their payments were only $281 a month. They couldn't afford it.
You know what
that?
I'm thinking?
What's
is that?
That
it might have been one of those little hole in the wall dealerships. Where, if
you don't
think about
it, like
no.
Nissan
I don't
Cerritos
think it was like Nissan.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you can't waive your payments through Nissan. Seriously, you'd have to go through the finance company.
Yeah.
You know? I'm calling because I'd like to make my payment in blowjob today. You know, I don't think that's going to happen.
Is my daughter
with a finance
okay?
company.
Yeah, but it says the dealership manager was he's 66 years old.
Ah.
And he was actually charged with child molestation and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
Damn. Yeah, that's kind of cold, 14. But 18,
but
hey,
that's just
go
wrong.
On. She's in your house. You
know,
got to pay bills.
Okay, honey, you got to go pay your payment. Pay your payments, you know.
But yeah,
make mommy and daddy
young.
Proud.
That sucks.
I just can't imagine how, you know, that's like me asking one of my little sisters to do that.
Yeah.
I'm short on my payment. Can you go talk to the manager?
I can't pay the rent this month. Can you go sleep with our owner?
God.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. Well, somebody got caught that we knew very well a few years back, but he hasn't done a lot of music in the recent. Our man D'Angelo was actually picked up for soliciting a prostitute in New York City. Mr. Brown Sugar, Mr. Cruisin'. Yeah.
He needs to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if
D'Angelo,
you've seen him lately, you would understand.
Wait, what does he look like now?
He looks like overweight crackhead.
Oh.
An overweight crackhead?
Yeah. I see.
Is that possible?
Overweight Pookie from New Jack City.
Is that possible?
Is that possible? How could you be overweight and on crack?
I don't know how he
You're
does
doing
it,
something
he does
wrong.
It.
You're probably not hitting it right. I don't know.
He does it. Actually, the police said that Monday, the 36-year-old R&B singer was arrested while driving down a New York City spot known for prostitutes in his Range Rover. Pulled him over, recognized him, took his ass in. So our man D'Angelo. What'd you say, Mac? Yeah,
that was D'Angelo.
D'Angelo,
right?
The naked dude on the.
Oh, now I know who he is.
Guy. Yeah,
he had a nice body.
Not now.
Wow.
He had a really nice body. I was
Not now.
He was the guy with the video. Was he the video that was the guy was naked?
Going in the
circle.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah, yeah. That's poor D'Angelo, man.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
He's not doing too good.
Speaking of prostitutes, did you know in. Where is it? South Africa.
Uh-huh.
They just recruited 40,000 prostitutes so they would have enough available for the World Cup.
the World Cup is coming up.
Yeah.
And like millions of people are going to be there. So 40,000 prostitutes, that makes a lot of damn sense.
You should move to South Africa.
Max, start thinking internationally, dog.
What do, I don't get it. What does the World Cup have to do with prostitutes?
Well, the World Cup is a big function, a big soccer function. It's the biggest thing in sports.
I know what the World Cup is, but what is...
And basically, since there's going to be a lot of people in that town, they're recruiting 40,000 prostitutes from around the world to come entertain the men.
It makes South Africa have more money.
I know that it's not just in South Africa. It actually happened in Vancouver.
Vancouver,
Canada. They didn't recruit, but this escort by the name of Sexy Nina.
Oh, okay.
She said
I like her already.
She said that, you know, business tripled during the time that the Winter Olympics were there.
Oh, okay.
And she said, what an amazing 2 weeks.
Nice. I could
I'm sure
imagine.
They made a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. Could you guys imagine if, like, they had the Winter Cup in, like, Compton or something?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Max, start thinking international, man. Tell him, bring him here. You don't have to go there. Bring him here. Bring him here. We'll introduce Mac later. So, you know what? Speaking of cops and cars and stuff like that, a man who solicited a prostitute got his car stolen, his Toyota of all cars.
Oh.
And, she led the police on a high-speed chase and crashed into a building. Yeah, a 25-year-old prostitute could face an attempted murder charge after driving away in a man's car after he jumped on her hood from, you know, trying to stop her after she stole his car.
Okay, now that's just bad customer service.
Bad, yeah. You're going to jack somebody's car.
And you're paying them.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's horrible.
That's just wrong.
That's really horrible. So, yeah, that's what happened. So she was driving a Toyota at that. I don't know if I'd steal a Toyota right now with all this news of Toyotas.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you drive a Prius and you're getting pulled over, speed up.
Yeah.
And blame it on the Prius?
Yeah.
You know what? Good. Ah, shit.
Because they're apparently...
Like that guy in San Diego, because you guys know that was all a crock of shit.
I don't know. It hasn't been determined yet, allegedly.
I don't know. Doesn't sound right.
My car wouldn't let me stop. Sorry, sir.
But that's a good one. I think we could use that one. We could let that one ride for like a good month. Like, it didn't stop, officer.
They've already turned attention from the car company to the owner.
Yeah, he's going away for a long time.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think they really have to determine that, but I don't think they are going to.
I don't know, man. The dude's going to do some serious time. He's going to meet some interesting guys.
Only time will tell.
Yeah. Only time will tell. That's the news, ladies and gentlemen. So can we introduce our guest now?
By all means.
Because we have a room full of people, and they've just been sitting here patiently chilling.
We got a room.
we have a room full of people. I'm going to say right now, I don't know if my man Matt can give me an exact figure. I'm just going to look straight ahead. I think I see about six beautiful ladies here. Sick. Damn. Good job. See, I was having, as they were walking in, I was like,
there's about 14 people here.
You can talk into the mic now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to introduce everybody to our good friend, Mac Poo.
Hello, everybody.
What's up?
Hello, how you doing?
And I also want to introduce everybody to our good friend, Bootsy.
Yeah, yeah, what a dope, baby.
He was briefly with us at the listener party.
Yeah, yeah, he came by for a second. Now, we brought these guys in today because they have an interesting profession. And as a matter of fact, it's the oldest profession in the world.
Yes,
started,
it is.
Started thousands and thousands of years ago before anything.
Yeah, back in ancient Roman days.
Yeah, they are pimps. Real life pimps.
Woo!
Now, now they're getting all shy when they walk in here. They had the game face on and everything. All right, now, Mac Poo, I want to introduce you first. You, how long have you been pimping?
About 6 years.
6 years. And you are a certified, bona fide pimp. There's no bullshit here. This is
No bullshit here.
Okay.
Did you go to school for a degree or something? Or do they have
how
a degree?
How do you get into that?
I'm going to tell you something. Speaking of going to school for a degree, you know what I'm saying? I did have some upbringing up at school with this pimping, though, with some of my fellow classmates
really?
That's in the
yeah.
room, though.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? We had our own little, you know, SP click, though, you know what I'm saying? Started to be pimping on them bitches, though, you know what I'm saying? But I just took it from silent and just put it out there now.
Huh.
So
for
you
everybody
really?
To hear.
Yeah. Wow. This is, I mean, everybody that you brought tonight, this is, that's everybody?
No, it's two at the house.
For people who don't know.
I couldn't bring the crazy bitch.
Uh-oh.
She from New York, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Maybe we could get a picture. Maybe we can't. But just give people a visual. Right now, we have six very beautiful
women here.
And they are MacPoos. What can we call them today? What's the magic word for today?
You can call them MacPoos Money.
MacPoos Money. I like that. This is MacPoos Money. We have six beautiful specimens who are MacPoos Money. And can we get them to say hi just so people know we're not bullshitting?
They can introduce themselves.
Okay, please.
Don't be shy.
Hi, Seasons.
What's your name?
Seasons.
Seasons. I like that.
Because I'm Seasons in the game.
Nice.
Wait. Can you guys all do that? Do you guys have a little mini behind your name?
That'd be awesome.
Little intro, like Sunshine.
She's Seasoned to the game. Now, what are you, darling?
I don't know. I'm Carmen.
Carmen.
I don't know.
Just
Carmel.
Carmel, Carmen.
Just something a little simple and sexy.
All right.
Carmel, Carmen.
And who we got next to you?
You know, Mahogany.
Mahogany?
The veteran in the game.
Oh, the veteran.
You guys got some nice names, though.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, my name sounds goofy compared to you guys. Now, who else do we have? What's your name, sweetheart?
Hi, I'm Cherry.
Charity?
Cherry.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Charity.
No, Cherry.
Cherry, okay.
Cherry Pop.
I like that a lot better. So, Cherry, how long have you been MacPoos, one of MacPoos stacks?
For 3 years.
Okay. Hey, you got some, longevity in your money, man, seriously. And we also have, what is your name, sweetheart?
What is it?
Winter. Okay.
Winter.
And
Winter, she's the minority of
that's
the,
what I was
family.
Gonna say. Winter is the white money.
The bunny.
Yeah, she's the bunny money. Okay. Winter. And last but not least, what's your name, sweetheart?
Honey.
Honey.
Nice to meet you, honey. We're not gonna make Honey come all because she's over there chilling in the cut doing her thing.
I like all their names though. Yeah,
are you as sweet as Honey too? Yeah. Good.
She said yes. Wow. Okay. Very, very interesting. Okay. Well, what made you? Damn. Let me. Your first stack. Your first money.
How did that mahogany here? No.
No. Actually, my first money is at the house right now.
Oh, okay.
Is that the crazy?
No. She's good. Not the crazy one. The
okay.
The crazy one's at the house, too.
Okay.
Bust upside her head.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
No, not for me.
Oh, okay. From the assistant pimp.
From somebody else. On the street. You know, snippet.
You stupid. Hey, man, I'll give you $10 to go smack her.
You know.
Oh, I was right on the button. Okay. Yes. Cool. See, I got a little pimping in me, man. I do, dog. I do. All right. So, when did you get your first money? You 6 years ago, you said?
Yeah.
And which one was she?
No.
She's at home. I'm
she's
sorry.
At the house.
Okay. And how did that conversation go? Like.
I'm curious how that starts.
Yeah, we
have
an
idea.
It's funny how it started. It's some weird shit. Oh no, this is how it started. I was fucking with my mama friend.
Uh huh.
Her little cousin brought her to the house, and they kind of flipped or whatever. Totally, you know, whatever. So
flipped her. What do you mean?
Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Can you just make sure you put the mic up closer because I can't hear you.
Yeah, we want to make sure we get
air. Yeah, I
want to
make sure I hear
her.
Okay, I'm not used to having mics by my mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Some mahogany or some honey.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but not no mic, so you know what I'm saying?
With a bit of cherry, too?
Yeah.
In the winter?
Of course.
Who we forget? No, we can't. No,
through all the seasons? I'm just kidding.
Oh, and the season. And Jody.
While eating some caramel. You got them all.
On the mahogany table.
Oh, no, mahogany table, yeah.
And they say weed kills brain cells.
Right.
Nah, never. You know.
We can
I met her and I was going to, actually, I was going to shoot her to my cousin. That's a pimp.
Uh-huh.
But then I thought about it. I was like, why am I going to give him some money?
Why are you going to give it to him?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. So,
do it yourself.
Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I just...
Hey, so, Endo, go sit over there so you can grab a mic. Go ahead, Mac.
So, you know, I just had a little talk with her, laid the, you know, the plan down, and we ran from there.
Okay.
Which, was she, like, all for it, or I mean, how did that work?
Yeah, she was like, fuck it.
Wow.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? She, like, she just, like, basically, like, fell in love with a pimp, like, when she laid eyes on me.
Wow.
So, you know, I put her on.
Do I have potential for pimphood?
Ah, if he taught you, maybe. I mean, it's probably
probably not.
Anything's possible. 2010. I've seen some.
I put my mind to it.
I've seen some people that think they pimps. You know, just because you got a bitch on the concrete, don't make you a pimp, and that don't make her a hoe.
No, I can't. I don't think I could do that.
He could do like your accounting. He can.
You know, I always need a good accountant.
So he just said the game needs to be sold, not told. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, my man Bootsy said, what'd you say, Bootsy? Please repeat that.
The game is to be sold, not motherfucking told. You know
what does that mean, my man, for the laymans out there?
Yeah, what does that refer to?
Shit, like, nigga, the game is to be sold. Shit, I could game him up right now, lace him up with the motherfucking game from there on. This going to be my motherfucking compadre. We going to be out there getting it in a real motherfucking way.
There you go. So you could be a teacher. Game, yeah, you could sell him.
You want to.
It's all about that. It's just all about that real pimping. Just like the real niggas, you know, when they come in, when they say church.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking preachers, nigga, because they preaching to you. That's what they say in church, my nigga. You know
okay,
what I mean?
They're preaching.
In a real way, you know what I'm saying? Because I could preach the game to anybody, my nigga, and they going to follow and get in and come pull in. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
That's a real preacher.
There you go. Okay. See, pimps are like preachers, and that's real talk.
Yo, pimps have church, too.
You can either hold the information in, or you can share it to bring up fellow pimps.
And a real nigga go share it. You ain't going to keep it up between yourself.
Is that why, like, some pimps say, like, I want you to believe in me? They tell the hoes that?
Hey, but shit, you know what I mean? Shit, I ain't even got to tell a hoe. I ain't even got to tell a hoe to believe in me. You know what I mean? They already
bitch,
know
I already know. You know what I'm saying?
They already
is
know.
Is that just a natural pheromone?
I ain't gonna tell nobody to believe on nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Talking to the mic, Endo. Talking to the mic.
I ain't gonna tell no motherfucker body to believe on nothing.
There you go. Okay. We're getting some interesting game. And since we're into questions right now, we had a lot of people actually respond back to our
Facebook
little,
listeners really want to know.
Yeah. We had a little. We posted up a little question.
You're down for anything, right?
I answer all questions.
If you can ask a pimp any question, what would it be? And we got some interesting ass questions.
Go for it.
So let's I guess let's get started. Okay. We'll get started with Joe Figueroa from Downey. We know him actually. He's one of our good friends. He says, "If I send a girl to you for work, do I get some profit?"
Yeah. Do you have a referral program?
Is like, there a payroll?
Like a babysitting plan?
No, you know, like okay, I got this chick. You know, she's willing to do it. I'll let you have her, but can I get some profit?
Can I get like 200?
Yeah, I shoot a percentage out. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I look out. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know,
wow.
Why not?
In cool. that case, I got one right now. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
Yeah, no, she does.
Go make me some money, yo.
You need a Mexican?
No Mexicans.
We're
in LA, man. You need a Mexican.
Yeah, I'm taking all applications.
She's
right
looking
now.
For. She's looking for.
Summertime is coming up. Summertime's coming up. I'm taking all applications.
There you go. So what do you say about that, Bootsy? If somebody sends you a girl, you chip them off some profit?
Wait, Bootsy's a pimp too?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Both I missed something here.
You missed it. I caught on.
Don't get along. Hold on. I know I came in and introduced everybody, you know. I did come with my lady, you know.
Yeah.
This is my lady.
But,
what I'm saying? But it's like my lady respect me and my lady know the game.
There you go.
I ain't got to come in, you know, whoopty this and all that.
Yeah.
It's my lady right here. I picked her on the
Yeah, head. I met her. She's yeah. nice. I like her.
You know,
she's funny.
She's a sweet girl. Yep.
So, you know.
Exactly. See?
The hoes is for sure.
Yeah.
Was it Deandra?
See?
That's right.
For the white people out there, what he said was, my girl's real down with me, and she will do anything I ask of her, and I will do anything that she asks of me. Hence, she understands my past as a pimp, and she understands that women are short-term, and girls like her are long-term.
Okay.
Is that am I kind of on the button for the laymans out there?
Nah, man, it just like nah, man, look,
you couldn't decode that,
look.
Dusty.
You know,
I worked hard on
we
that.
We all man up in here, man, and every real man. You know what I'm saying? Need that real queen beside it.
Exactly.
You're not gonna be that man unless you got that that dominant one that's right there.
That's real talk,
that's
man.
That's really there. That's for you, though, bro.
Yeah.
And that dominant one is going to make you that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so she's the woman behind the man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It worked.
That's how I go, man.
Nice. See? Keeps it real. Even pimps that's keep it real. See?
Good job. Good
even,
job.
Even pimps keep it real. All right. Let's move on to the next question. Caesar and Downey, our buddy Caesar, asks, can you ever have too many hoes? Oh, man. What Mac is giving me the craziest look. Like, can you ever have too many money?
That's like too much money, basically.
Can you ever have too much money?
Exactly.
No.
Yes.
No.
That answers that question,
yeah.
Caesar.
Yeah.
There you go.
Caesar.
On to the next, dumbass. So would you agree with them, Bootsy? Sorry, Caesar, I love you.
Man, I need them all. You know what I mean? I need that 10, 20. I need all that.
What Warren G say? He want it all.
Want it all. You know what I'm saying?
But check it out.
Socks
like,
and draws.
Socks and draws.
Right, right. That's how the song goes, right?
Okay, check it out. I kind of understand where he's coming from in this. Because, like, if you have too many of, let's say, I don't know, give me a good comparison. Even if you have too much money. Never mind.
No, you can't.
You can never have too much money.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, you know, in the technical sense, might be too many women in one spot. They might
now
have trouble with each other.
Oh, my God.
But that's why you got to hold on to the area codes, right?
I can take you there.
Hold on, Mac. Yeah, so competition. Is there you're talking about too many, too much money in one place?
I'm talking about too many
women.
In the same house.
Yes.
In the same
trust
house.
Trust me, Dusty. Listen, I live with five.
Oh, shit.
No, I live with... four sisters, one mother, two nieces. I live with...
And I'm going to pray for you.
I live with seven women, okay?
Damn.
How many bathrooms in the house?
Two.
I'm sorry.
One and a half.
No. Five of them are menstruating constantly.
Damn.
Yes.
So, hold on. Wait.
Yeah, cheap things.
I'm here with you.
What do you say, Bootsy?
I don't mean to get into all of this. I don't mean to get into this like that. I don't mean to break...
Go ahead.
But if a real nigga had hoes and a real nigga was a pimp and all them hoes knew the motherfucking game, what's the motherfucking problem?
Oh, man, I can tell you what the motherfucking problem is. It's not enough time for one pimp and six hoes.
My nigga, but if all the motherfucking hoes is in the game when all the hoes know what time it is, my nigga, that should be no motherfucking problem.
No, all
the hoes should know and respect my nigga daddy.
Hoes don't respect
they
daddy.
About there doing, my nigga.
I'm talking
they
about
doing
the time they
that.
Want with daddy.
Hey, but look.
That's the problem in what they want the time.
Nah, bro. The time they want with daddy is they time about there getting that motherfucking money for daddy.
Oh.
That's their motherfucking time.
Shit,
bro.
Nah. My bitches stay down longer than... I should get the down of the year award. My bitch stay down so long.
It's
unreal.
As long as that bitch stay down,
money.
That bitch already know the motherfucking game. Bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to treat your bitches right, too. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucking tadpole, the bitch already know. Yell at our motherfucking
man. And I done had my bitches for, I done had my side of bitches for
I could go get a bitch. I go get a bitch right now off the motherfucking street right now, nigga. Pull the bitch and get 10 racks. And that bitch ain't going to go not no motherfucking. Where my nigga.
Damn. I recognize that term.
Until she meets your boy Mac through the pimp. You know, that's the MACPWH. Some accomplished spine is pimping out here.
Go ahead.
Hit that on the mic and get that official, nigga. That's my yet that I motherfucking mean.
Which one?
Get that as official. Do not pull bitches daily. And what do I profit up off of that? But off of just one.
Who am I putting the mic in front of?
You putting that in front of my girl.
Hey, dog.
What he won't, he get.
Hey, dog.
What he wants, he gets.
Hey, dog.
Wow, that's a nice way to live, I guess.
Yes, hey, dog. Yes, Mac.
Hey,
Mac.
Dog. A Mac walk on $1,000 Louis. Pony hair. You know what I'm saying? I take what you call it? I take what's that word called?
Spa day? No, I take.
You said spa,
I'm picky with my bitches. I don't just take bitches up off the street and this and that. You know what I'm saying? I'm too picky with just, you know what I'm saying? I got a criteria. I got, you know what I'm saying? So I've had my hoes for years. They call solid bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Silent?
Solid. You know,
okay.
Like that rock, that hard, they not going nowhere.
Okay.
So when you have something like that, that's in like your late tea. You have to give your lady her time because she's a woman. You got to treat her like a woman. So each one of my bitches got to get their time like a woman. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure I treat my women because they are women too and they deserve the respect. You know, they like to be pampered and stuff. Yeah, we go take, you know, our little stuff, getting jacuzzi and stuff.
I've seen the pictures.
Your hoes don't. Your hoes must not be stacking like my hoes then. No, you know what I'm saying? My hoes stack. No,
hold on. We have a Democratic versus a Republican pimp. Go ahead.
My hoes, capitalism. See, I have my hoes for a while though. I don't got like, you know, busted bitches off the street. You know, I don't got hand-me-down hoes though. You know what I'm saying?
Cast family can vouch for that.
I turn bitches out though. You know what I'm saying? I turn bitches out into the game though. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I treat my bitches right. You treat your bitches right, they go treat you right.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That, remember that always. You like, you treat your girl right, she go treat you right. You know what I'm saying?
It's a different game though. My money show for it though.
My dough show. I don't got no square bitch. I got hoes. I live with my hoes. My hoes live with me, so I wouldn't know nothing about that.
Money.
I live with my money, so I don't know nothing about that. So in my instinct, my hoes are my girl. My money got their own house. I keep my money close.
Can I ask one of
I'm like Scrooge McDuck. He kept his money at his house though. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a bank. My money stay with me though. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask Mahogany a question?
You can ask Mahogany whatever you want.
Robert wants to ask Mahogany.
I have a question. Because you know how they're trying to figure out what to call your money or hoes. But what do you prefer? I mean, do you mind being called a hoe?
No.
Okay. No. I just want to make sure, so I mean, I don't say anything wrong.
Yeah, they don't want to offend anyone.
I just want to be nice.
He said it 72 times already. So
I know, that's why I'm asking.
Well, that's him, you know? I don't want to be like, hey, ho, you know?
That's him. He has that right. I don't.
When you know your place, words ain't nothing.
Okay.
Can you repeat that, Mahogany?
When you know your place, words, that's nothing.
Okay. Nice. I'm gonna be the future. Take heed to what she just said. That was
I really wanted to play that, so that's why I asked.
Yeah, please. Nice comment. Okay, Mac Poo, I have a quick question because I actually looked up, you know, prostitution. Even though I know the generals of it, I looked it up on Google because we're in 2010, as you said. And if you ever do need an accountant, my services are rendered. I'm good. Check my background. Apparently,
you're the graphic designer
because
I take pictures. I'm a photographer. I mean,
seriously,
I need you.
Okay, because I see a lot of ink on these ladies, and I heard that it is a common practice amongst pimps to brand their women with tattoos.
You know what? I'm gonna let the money speak on that.
Oh, let the please money. Which money? Which money?
Everybody.
Everybody get their turn. We're going to talk to Seasons, right? No, we're not going to talk
Carmen.
To...
We're going to talk to Carmen. Carmen. She's been quiet. Carmen. Been chilling.
Go on, Carmen.
Okay, Carmen. So we were asking Mac about women, his money being branded with tattoos. Mm-hmm. Do you have his name tattooed on you?
Yes, I do.
You do? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I have it right here on my thigh.
That's a huge tattoo. Wow.
Wow.
And it says Mac Poo's Finest.
It says Mac Poo's Finest.
Yes.
All right.
I would love to take a picture, but I'm not going to ask if I could take a picture. I'm just going to throw it out there in that direction. But if Mac Poo happens to say, go ahead, take a picture, man.
Take a picture.
Anybody. Where's the camera?
But I have a camera somewhere.
No, the camera that we can download and, you know, put on Facebook. So
I can show my girl.
Yeah.
That's
she likes black girls.
I don't think Tara's gonna get one of those.
Okay, so what? Okay, that's a big ass tattoo. We're gonna come to you when we get a camera right now. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. What's that? What's the whole deal behind that? To let everybody know. That's pretty much. That's your dude. That's
you gonna roll up on the side of me. That's the first thing you gonna see.
And it's on the street side. Damn. Wow.
Smart thinking.
So you know. Down for the crown, right?
It's on her left side.
On my right.
It's her right side.
Yes. We're going to get a picture, guys, so you guys are going to get to see
which
this.
Which, if she's walking northbound, you could actually.
No, that would be southbound. Well, depending on the side of the street.
Yeah. A big tattoo, a nice tattoo on a nice leg, might I ask, mm-hmm. of Mac Poo's Finest. And I gotta say, she's one of your finest.
And it's made plenty of money.
Oh wow! Okay.
On the back.
Okay, can we? We won't take face pictures, but okay. Just so people know this is true. She has, and she is another fine specimen. We're gonna take pictures of.
She has one of her other. I'll describe it for you a little
please
bit.
Please do.
See, one of them is on and split between both thighs, if facing the front. There's also another one across her chest breast area.
And it says Mac Poo.
Yeah. And there's a crown too, right? Is that your thing?
That's your moniker. Crown? As of now, I saw four of them, so might as well. Yeah, we might as well let it ride.
Got to do it.
Yeah, so that's real nice. Really, really nice. She's a gorgeous specimen, and I would say so. My man Bootsy mentioned a term earlier that I've heard in songs. I've heard just being growing up in the city and things like that, called knocking a bitch.
What does that mean?
Bootsy, can you explain what knocking a bitch is? I've heard Sugar Free say it. I've heard Too Short say it.
Shit. Knocking a bitch is just a real nigga just pulling up on another bitch and just knocking a bitch just from another square sucker ass nigga. So that's when another nigga just be like nigga.
For him stealing?
For our white friends.
Knock your bitch.
No stealing?
No, it's not stealing because, you know, it's by choice. It's recruiting because, you know, it's by choice, not by force. You know
like when you go into a store and you're like a manager and you hand them a card and say, you want a job? Here's my card.
But yeah, some
going
shit
into
like
somebody
that.
Else's territory. Taking a bitch.
Well, technically, technically, it's no such territory. But
you know what I mean. In a sense.
Yeah, in a
metaphorical
sense,
territory.
In a metaphor, you know, you're trying to knock him, trying to bump him for it.
Right.
Because if I'm correct, pussy is nomadic. You guys are nomads. If this city isn't working,
you move to the.
We
next.
Can move to the next city.
Yeah, it's, see, that's why pimps are dangerous. You know,
like
yeah.
I said. Different hoes and different area
yeah.
codes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you different hoes and different area codes. That's
hoes.
Yeah, that's real talk. So what, can we say what area code you work in?
818.
818. That's a rich area.
310-909.
Okay.
562.
Okay. Wow, you go far out there.
619.
Nice. Okay.
714.
Okay.
Now, okay. You're good. You're what do you call that when you're all over LA? What is that called?
Mexican?
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Oh, no. You know, like you go national.
He's
regional. World, I don't know.
Yeah. You're the regional manager of
Southeast District.
South
Bay.
Interesting. Do you keep them in different area codes, like two here, one here, two here, or do you guys all travel together?
No, depends where the money's at. Some work well in other places. Some work well in not so other places. And then some just whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I have a question. Like, have you ever had a problem with, like, a customer? Or, like, you know, has anyone ever tried to, like, harm any of them? Or?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes, I've had problems with customers.
What? How do you take care of that?
What was your worst experience?
You
don't
have
to say what you did.
For me.
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't incriminate yourself.
Yeah, don't incriminate yourself. I don't say what
I
you
guess,
did.
Yeah, that's
but
true. it was handled.
No, you know, you just.
What did he do? Like, what was?
Yeah,
he,
like that's what I meant. What did he do to, like, you know, upset you?
Oh, you got like funny people don't want to let her out the room. Don't want to let them out the room, and like want a trip because. They gotta wear a condom. Like, why wouldn't you want to wear a condom? Ooh. You feel what I'm saying? So then it'd be problems. Like, they want to try to, you know, some want to try to take it and stuff like that. And you just,
damn.
Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta, yeah. So I'm assuming you're pretty much packing at all times.
So the customers in your business aren't very much different than the customers in retail.
I'm a convicted felon. I cannot answer
that.
Oh,
okay. on to the next question. So, let's see. Interesting. Okay. Do you test your hoes before you put them on the street?
No. You get your money. Money first, man. Purse first, ass last.
Okay. But I'm just going to assume because it's in my head. And after when you leave, I'm probably going to jack off to it. No, I'm just joking, everybody. I'm not.
No, he's not. If you know Dusty, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
He's going to sit at that white computer right over there.
Don't touch that white computer.
Get away from that white computer.
That's the devil.
Which chair we need to not sit in.
But, not the couch.
No, but so so you're saying that before you put them on the street, you don't test them to see, okay, this one's good, this one's not, this one has a bump right here that I can't mess with. This is what I want to ask. This is my personal question.
You know if it's good if they bring you some dough back.
Gotcha.
They don't go through like 125 point inspection or something like that.
Oh no, you go like look at your work, make sure ain't no shingles or nothing down there.
You know what? I think what the listener might be asking is if like you go through like, you know, medical tests.
Of course.
Yeah. He could go either way and ask him what the question is.
I think he's asking if you bang them before you put them on the street to make sure they're good.
No, purse first, ass last.
Okay.
I have a question too. On a one night, like what's the average you make like on a night? I'm just curious, like what you make a night.
It depends. I know.
On a good night, what would you make, like altogether with like?
On a good night, or good day.
Good day,
because I don't do nights. Oh, we do days and nights. Oh, we do days.
24-hour service.
Yeah, of course.
Wow. That's good service. Yeah, I like your service.
No, 24 hours.
You can say within a week.
Hey, bro, but a real question though. How much can one of them pull you in one?
Yeah.
One. Oh, you should. Your best.
You should. I'm talking about one.
You should. Easy to get over a rack from one. I'm going to be, for instance,
explain to people what a rack is, because I know.
A rack is $1,000. Like, for instance, one of my girls went on a date for 3 hours and got a rack.
Wow. $1,000.
That was
wow.
3 hours to watch Lifetime.
If I had a pussy, I would never go broke.
And you shouldn't be broke if you got a pussy.
Wait a minute. Go back to what you just said. Go back to what you just said. She got paid 3 hours, a rack, for 3 hours of watching Lifetime?
Yes.
Wait, what? Is that like a weird fetish of this guy's?
What?
like, I guess some of it is just, you know, chicks want company.
Oh.
So you're really paying for time, really.
Right,
you know,
right.
You pay for time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, right. Time is money.
Gotcha.
Yeah, money. Go hand in hand.
What if each one of them could make, like, I could just say possibly, like, 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
30 minutes.
Oh, that's easy.
And probably about, like, 6,000.
Oh, I got 8, the. I got
you
one.
Know what I'm saying?
I didn't went to sleep. I go to sleep and then woke up the my bunny. I didn't woke up with over 4,000 or 5,000.
Winter.
Oh. I'll go to sleep.
Winter.
You know.
Congrats. Hold on. Round of applause for Winter.
And you know, my bitches got racks.
Good job, Winter.
They got rack regulars. That means they got regulars that spend racks on them every time they date them.
Wow.
You know, I call them rack regulars. You know what I'm saying? Because every time they date them, they get a rack.
I'm seeing a lot of Gucci in here. I'm seeing
Louis, as you
Louis
should. You
Prada,
yeah, Bentley watches,
nice
all that stuff.
On
you know I think Mahogany wanted to say something.
Oh,
yes. Oh, nice shoes.
Or
I was
Seasons.
Yeah, I was looking at her shoes.
Seasons wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Seasons. It's okay.
You don't have to put the headphones on, but you can just talk.
What am I talking about? You know what I'm saying? They ain't talking about
racks.
So,
can we ask you a couple quick questions?
Sure.
Because you're sitting over there chilling, and you kind of look like you're the veteran in the game. You've been doing your thing.
I am.
Did you? Were you working for someone else when before you met Mac Poo, or was he your first?
Turnout. He's my turnout.
He was your turnout.
I was a square.
Oh, really? You were a schoolgirl.
You used
all
to
that
live
stuff?
In Pleasantville.
Compton.
Wow. So you were okay. So you were square, and he had the game, and you just said, "I'm coming with you to do my thing." And you guys have expanded. It's looking good.
That's her sister.
Keeping it in the family. Mac Poo just said that's
you know
her
what?
Sister and that's her niece.
Oh, you know what? I can't argue with that because you got family there. It's loyalty, right?
That's loyalty, man.
Three people amongst your women that will get along no matter what because they're family.
That's loyalty in the game.
That's like good business.
Wow.
Okay, so.
So did you start 6 years ago when you first met him, or did you kind of come in mid pimpage or like?
About 5 years ago.
5 years ago. So Mac Poo, one term that everybody is familiar with is the term bottom bitch. Would you say who would you say is your bottom bitch? Is that the one at home?
She's at home.
Go ahead. What?
Mic.
Oh yeah, she's at the house.
Okay, so your bottom bitch is at the house.
What is that one? Is that the first one?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean your first one, because you could get your first bitch could be a faggot. So it's, what not, it's not technically your first one, you know?
So it's like the best one or your closest one. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. No, I'm definitely not a pimp.
Hold on, someone want to say something. Oh, I got a top.
I love it. Let the money talk.
Me, I got a top and a bottom.
Oh,
nice.
Hold on.
All right, here's Seasons again.
So he said he has a top and a bottom. Explain that.
I'm his top bitch. That means like I handle all his business, like.
Oh, okay. Oh,
money.
Okay.
Bills.
Nice.
And what does the bottom one do?
That was his first bitch, but just because you was first don't mean you bottom, because another bitch could come and take your place.
So there's like ranks.
There's
like ranks in the system.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
There's ranks in the system. Yeah, there's ranks basically. Yeah.
Could be your bitch for one day and be called bottom.
Yeah. Oh.
In the game. And the bitch can leave the next day. So it's called a title.
It's just a title. It doesn't mean nothing. Wow. Okay. Okay.
But, the bitch that stay down for you.
But she's been, somebody like her has been down. Five
okay,
and a
I
half
think I'm
years.
Getting it now. I think I'm getting it.
Yeah, see? Right. Just soak it up, everybody. Soak it up. So what type of bill? You pay the rent? You talk to the landlord if the faucet's broke or something?
Yeah. The landlord is...
Is
the weed man.
The landlord is the weed man. Love it. Love it.
I wish mine was next door.
Max
said the owner of the apartments is the weed man. Wow.
I pay rent and get sacked.
Hey, so you said all
on,
your
man. Hey, come on, man. I don't mean to cut that out though, man. Like, come on now, bro.
What?
Man, damn, man, that really sound like this, man. This really sound like some elementary.
So you're like the rebel in the capitalist world.
Man, come on now, man.
He's
not
old school.
Rebelist,
I think he's
man.
Just old school.
Oh, okay.
This just game, man.
Oh, okay. Explain your game, side, because there's a Republic side I'm seeing and there's a Democratic side, and I'm taking you as the Democrat, which nothing wrong with that. And I'm taking him as the Republican who, you know, wants to expand on the capital.
You know, let me see if I can handle.
You're like
this.
McDonald's and you're like In-N-Out Burger. They're still good.
You got to coach him, man. You got to teach him, man. You got to expand him. Man.
Expand. I'm expanded. Expand, you know what I'm saying? My name is expanded in the streets. You can go out there and ask anybody about Mac Poo, the motherfucking pimp, and they gonna say he's strong with his Mac and he keeps his hoes down.
Mike, we from the same place. Mike, come on, Mike. We grew up together. Mike, you know what I'm saying? We
for anybody who doesn't know, they
place,
actually know
Mike.
Each other. So nobody, they're not gonna start scrapping.
No. This is no. You know,
this my boy right here.
Let me see. Let me try this real quick. Let me try.
Referee it, Rob.
Let me try this real quick.
Hook it up.
Okay, so. Like, so,
Bootsy
is like old school gangster guys, you know, back in the 40s and 30s where it was just organized crime, you know, stuff happened and they took care of shit. And then, you know, as time went on, those gangsters developed businesses and corporations and started them making money like the legitimate way, quote unquote. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Handling it in a more corporate way, as opposed to handling it by the street.
You know, I'm a street boy. My nigga, my boy Mike. We are from Compton, man.
It's just
know?
Two different sides of the business.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a street boy. My hoes stay on the concrete. That's you can find them on Supposedly.
You
can find them on Harbor. They, my bitches stay on the concrete. I don't got no video hoes.
It's just all pimps are different. You guys all do things.
Yeah, I don't got video hoes. My bitches is on the concrete.
You're more.
Yeah.
A compassionate pimp, I would
say. No. Far from compassionate. If they tell you, I'm hard.
As far as how you treat them on a
You're
normal
basis. You're
respectful
towards women, but
no, I treat everybody like, you know. I feel if you show some like a little bit of something, you get more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
In anything, you know what I'm saying? So I feel, you know, my hoes make sure I have any and everything I want. So I'm going to make sure they taken care of, you know, and they go show for their hoeing. That's what this game is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's to get the shit we want.
Right,
you know what
I'm
saying? And, you know, what other people can get, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind going to fuck $2,000-$4,000 off in a day. On whatever the fuck I want, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike, you got my number. Hit me up.
You know, I smoke a quarter a day.
Let me know when you want to get
some time. Sometimes not a half a day. You know, if you do that, I pay my weed man rent. I pay more in weed than I do in rent money a month.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So my bitches take care of me. So I'm gonna make sure my bitches. is taken care of, so they hoe and show. You know, that's how I get more bitches anyway, though. You know what I'm saying? Bitches want to come and pay a Mac because, you know, they want to have a name that's that. What you call it? A name that's that you could stand by, like that Blue Magic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Mac Poo is a name you could stand by. You know what I'm saying?
It's a brand.
It's like Allstate. You're in good hands.
You're in good hands.
You fuck with Mac Poo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's not just a dead end. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. You go have something. If you real with it, you know what I'm saying? You catch on to this program. You know what I'm saying? And your hoeing is good. You know, I'm going to show you what you could do with your hoeing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because most of the people is play pimping out here, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's very inspirational.
They play pimping, want to lay up and fuck on the bitch in the room. This and that. Taking a hundred.
Let feelings get involved.
Taking $100, $200 here and there. But that ain't what it's about, though. You know what I'm saying? I like vacationing and all that other good shit. You know what I'm saying? Eating the finest thing, drinking the finest thing, smoking on the finest thing.
Real nigga supposed to live, though.
Yeah.
Always. Real nigga supposed to live.
Fuck all that bullshit. So I love the attention I get, you know what I'm saying, when I walk in somewhere with 6-7 donkeys with me, you know what I'm saying, all the high heels, though. I love that attention, you know what I'm saying.
Nice.
It's just beautiful, spending money and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying. I get that VIP treatment, too. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I go, they respect the Mac. You know what I'm saying?
Now, since you guys run your game like a business, somebody actually asked, is there any type of coupon? How does one get a discount on a hoe?
No.
Specials on certain days?
Check it out. There is no such thing as a discount.
No, not even for like your good, not one every 10. You get a card, like, hey, I bring you dotted with the like Subway or something?
There is no discounts.
Damn. Okay.
You know, no punch cards, you know, 10th one's free.
There is no IOUs, no discount.
No,
there's
IOU.
No holiday specials, no nothing, no birthday specials.
If
no
anything, nothing. The price goes up, right?
Thank you. If anything, the price goes up.
You guys collect the money before or after the transaction?
Before.
Before.
Sorry. Yeah.
Duh.
For anybody,
even I know that.
Yeah, they know. Oh, damn, my card ain't got, I only got $17. Sorry.
Nah. Looks like he's not going home today.
So speaking of money, what on average, if I came to you on a Tuesday at 3 p.m., say, hey, I need a little caramel in my life. How much would you charge how much would you charge somebody? Or do you have different prices for
it? Yes, it
Oh, give it to me. Oh, give it to me. Different prices?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, like, you know,
different days, like you have a 2-for-1 special sometime. Like,
no, there's not no coupons, discounts, or specials.
The price never goes down.
Let me get that straight.
There's no specials. Never no specials.
Okay, okay.
You could get two and you go pay for two.
Yeah.
So what's that? What's the average price for one?
On a Tuesday,
if I called you tomorrow on Wednesday,
what they want for the hour, 2 hours?
Let's go. Just one nut. Shit. I'm good. 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
It's not gonna take them 15 minutes to get you off.
That's
too long.
Less. Oh yeah, 3 minutes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so three minutes.
That's
no. Okay. Hour. Let's say an hour. Is that how it works? I don't know.
Do you have like certain times? You're like, okay, I'll go for the 15 minute special or something.
Or do you have the is it an hourly rate? Because okay, Craigslist, which is obviously where pimping and the game has gone right now. I see this GFE thing, girlfriend experience.
Ha. Huh.
120 roses.
No.
Give it to me.
Go up.
200, man. Come on. 280. Come on with a number. Come on with a number. We want to hear.
You
a number.
Start. You know. You.
We want to hear a number.
We'll come for the two, man. For the hour, and then you just
200 for the hour.
Then that's just to show up.
Okay.
I hear a whole lot of fumbling and rumbling, baby. Y'all show
so you be paying like for 5 dozen roses on Valentine's Day.
Then you go from there. You know. You know, just the two, just to show up for the hour, and then from there, you know, it's they work their magic.
Okay,
you guys don't carry around like taxi cabs.
It's hard to say. Check it out. It's hard to really say what a bitch a charge, because she could say one thing.
Uh-huh.
That's like putting that bait on that hook.
Uh-huh.
You throw it in, you throw that bait in,
right.
And it can come out with any number. It just depends what's in his pocket. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It depends on the bitch mouthpiece. Really, it's the bitch mouthpiece.
How,
you know,
she talks.
He could say he got $100 and you could come out with $900.
Right. What's the number, though? You know what's the number, though?
He said 200 for, yeah.
200.
My bitches are coming for the hour. They'll show up for the hour 200. Uh-huh. And then from there, it's
It's the mouthpiece.
For an hour, they'll talk to you for 15, 20 minutes. Bitches never stay on a date for an hour.
It's like commission.
I think I touched on something there. You should give them one of those little, you know, things they have in taxi cabs. Just carry in their purse, you know? Turn it on when you get there.
They got cell phones and me.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't need that. I keep watching my money, you know. Man, 15, 20 minutes. But they're never on a date. Even if they say it's for an hour, it's really not for an hour. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So okay. It's 37 like minutes. You could probably squeeze two in an hour, shit.
I told you, they be watching Lifetime and shit, you know.
I mean, 3 hours.
They be watching Lifetime, watching TV.
I mean, if these guys are like regular guys, you know, once you're done, you want them to get out anyway.
No, you know what they want to... I told you, it's more about they be want to just...
They want a company.
They be want to talk.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to tell you, a lot of them are smokers, though. They, you know, a smoker feel like they need company, so they just want the girl
smoke
there.
Smoke what, babe? Smoke what? Cigarettes?
No, yeah. Smokers. Lindsay Lohan, whatever they do.
Be careful, she sues now.
You know, so whatever they do, they just want company.
Right, right.
So, and you know, most of them, they not.
I can understand that a little bit.
You know,
bit,
they just want the company, I guess, because when you, I guess, what's the word? Tweak? When you're tweaking, you want somebody in the room with you, so you don't feel like
alone.
You know?
And
so they just want company. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. So sometimes it can be an easy job, a little bit.
Yeah. It's pimping easy.
Not pimping. I'm saying the hoeing.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, hell yeah, shit.
I mean, when you
half the time you get to sit around and watch TV.
Who wouldn't want to get paid $1,000 to watch Lifetime?
I would. Exactly. You taking applications for guys? Or
trying to do you have any guys?
No, no guys.
No trannies.
No, just kidding. That was a joke.
Stick to the
would,
girls.
Sorry.
Oh.
So like we were talking about earlier, man, you need to think about like moving on up internationally, because you know, think about the World Cup and like the Vancouver Games, the Winter Games.
Yeah, but
you
could,
I bet you can get
after that 9/11. Passports are hard to get. It's just a, you know, when they do what's that thing called, background check.
Stop it right there.
Yeah, that gotcha. Sometimes puts a hold, but
you got
know.
The car going, you guys are good.
Oh, you're gonna have to stick to national.
You know, all the states we good in the continental United States.
Okay.
Have you ever, let me ask you a question though, really quickly before we have to go. Have you ever gone like other states? Have you done that?
Oh yeah.
Like maybe Hawaii, Alaska?
I've been there.
The last two states.
I've been there on my own.
Oh, I'm saying like hoeing over there.
No, I've never took them to Alaska or no.
We should go take a vacation, like, you know, extend a vacation to Hawaii and just like start up out there just a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm thinking about that.
Yeah,
I'm
you should, about man.
That. Man, people out there on vacation, they got some money.
I know. It's
but most of them, they're like,
pay all their warrants off. Let's think about it. It'd be like 3-5,000 whatever, how much ever they got. Couple of them got to do a couple months, that's just money. And
we don't pay
all
fines.
That's taken care of. Just choom.
Hoes don't pay fines, they do jail time.
Okay. Damn. On that note, I think we should roll. Yeah. Thank you, Bootsy, for coming out and sharing your pimp world with us. For sharing your pimp world with us.
I learned a lot from you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And I want to thank all of the beautiful girls who came out. Seasons, Mahogany, Winter, Carmen,
Cherry.
Who else, Robert, Cherry, and my beautiful
Seasons. Wait, let me try.
And
Hold on.
The sister
back
there.
Let me try. Okay, we got Mahogany.
Uh-huh.
Seasons.
Yes.
Carmen.
Yes.
Deandra.
Yeah, she's not a hoe though.
Deandra's not.
She's the good girl.
I remember
the,
you. I'm sorry. I like you. Cherry,
Winter,
and
Honey.
That's right. Okay, I got them all.
Check us out at podtalkers.com. Email us at podtalkers@gmail.com.
errorfm.com.
Facebook.
iTunes.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace. Keep your pimping game strong.